Owatonna Senior Megan Copeland is another of Owatonna's state speech participants, the senior out of the group, and a first-time state qualifier, so that's got to be very exciting here in the senior year to do this. What's your reaction to that, Megan?
Yes, I am very excited. I feel like I've grown so much over the past 4 years, and I feel like I'm finally ready, and my time has come to shine.
Finally ready. Does that mean it's been progressive each year? Do you feel like you've improved each year then
in
speech?
Yes, definitely. I've put a lot of work into this season.
The topic. What is your topic, and tell me what you're speaking on?
So I was in extemporaneous reading this year. We get a book at the beginning of the season and a list of all the possible passages they might make us do. And then I went and I gave each of those passages a number, a 1, 2, or a 3. A 3 means I really like to perform it. A 2 means it's okay. And a 1's like, wah, wah, wah. So I did that. So then at the meet, when I have draws, they just have to tell me what number I give it. And that determines which one I'll perform, because we have 3 choices and we pick the one we want to do. I also did all my intros ahead of time. We have to write an intro for each performance we do. I prepped them all ahead of time this year. That's another thing that really helped me. Okay. And I think between those 2 things, that's what really made this season so wonderful.
Okay. So when you found out you qualified for state, what was your feeling or first reaction or what have you?
Oh my God. I wanted to sit and jump up and down in my chair. I was just like delighted. I don't even have words to say the level of excitement.
Now, I missed if you said the book, because you said at the beginning of the season there's a book and then passages out of it. So what is the book?
All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr.
Okay. What's that about? Real briefly, what's that about?
The book is about World War II, and it follows 2 characters, one of which is an 18-year-old German Nazi soldier named Werner Fennig, who's an engineer that kind of works on radios. The other one is a 16-year-old blind girl by the name of Marie-Laure LeBlanc, who is raised by her great-uncle Etienne and her father, Daniel LeBlanc, both of whom are taken as prisoners of war later in the book.
Okay.
And she lives in Paris.
All right, now this book, so you are blind, and you mentioned that a character in the book is blind. Is that a coincidence that this book came up or not?
Very much so.
Okay,
I have no control over what book is picked.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes, it was a lovely coincidence, because some of the scenes I could really relate to the girl, the ones that follow her. It definitely helps when you're performing and there's a character who is going through something and you can feel what that character feels.
Yes.
It makes it so much more powerful to perform it.
Okay.
So my performances became so much more powerful because I could feel the emotion that the girl felt.
Wow. That's an amazing coincidence. And I wanted to ask you, in general, do you feel you have a disadvantage because of being blind, or maybe any advantages?
So I would not say a disadvantage by any means. You know, typically this category requires that you do hand gestures and stuff in order to help enhance your performance. I don't do that.
Okay.
But I think that I make up for that in my voice. My vocal inflections have become so much more powerful because it's replacing all the visual hand gestures. And the audience can see the scenes that are going on through the inflections in my voice.
What's your goal at state?
just to have fun, just to perform my best, do what I've been taught by my coaches all season, and to do the very best that I can. And if I don't make finals, it's okay. If I do, it's great. But I am not going to put pressure on myself to do that. There's 24 of us in our category. I'm there to have fun and perform my best.
Megan, are you involved in other activities here at OHS?
Speech is the primary activity. I'm like in a youth group and stuff, but I don't really do any other sports.
Okay. As far as you're the one senior out of the group, so I'll ask you what your plans are for after high school.
So my plans for after high school is to go and do something in the legal field.
Okay. And John Millay from the High School League just posted a nice story about your story. What's your feeling about getting that kind of attention?
So I love doing interviews and I love talking in front of people. And I loved it. I say that I'm super comfortable talking to people, and it brings me a lot of joy, and I just want people to know that, like, I'm open to answering any questions or having any kind of discussion, and I want to be like an open book for people and to be able to share anything.
Well, all very cool. So thrilled that in your senior year you qualify for a state speech meet. Megan Copeland, thank you very much. Congrats and good luck.
Thank you.